Dal Erickson on the mic today. Aaron Feely off with holiday festivities, and we'll welcome him back after the holidays. On the mic with, or on the phone with me today, is Cade Erickson, Mr. Erickson, Coach Erickson, the head coach of the Lady Braves basketball team. Cade, how you doing today?
Good. How are you, Dal?
Well, we're doing great. Did you survive the cold snap, as it were? Did everybody make it to practice and all that stuff? That fun stuff. I'm sure those are some fun logistics no one thinks about when it comes to coaching.
Yeah, definitely, for sure. You always want the girls to be safe. And actually, after our game was canceled, we just canceled practices just with the cold weather and the wind. And I just didn't feel that it was worth it to make the girls get out. So I feel that they needed a break after about a 10-day span of playing seven games, that they deserved a little bit of break. So,
yeah, let's kind of recap how the girls have started off this year. You went out to the Stranigan tournament, which is in Riverton, and you had three normal games, which is part of the tournament, but then you also squeezed in a fourth as you went over to Lander and played them as well. Went 2-2 over there, picked up a win over the Tigers, and then also Cheyenne South. And then this last weekend went over to the Flaming Gorge, and quite honestly, we're about a hair's width away from going 3-0 out there. Lost a couple of tight ones, one to number 2 ranked Lyman in the 3A, and then one to 5th ranked Thunder Basin in the 4A, and then picking up a win over Rollins on day 3. So your girls right now sitting at 3-4, but a lot of close games involved in that. Talk to us about how you feel like things have gone to this point, and what you like, and maybe what you like to improve on.
So a couple things is, we first started out the year in Riverton. The big thing that we have talked about this year is win or lose, that we go into each game and try to be competitive. And after we came out of the Sheridan and the Laramie loss, we felt that we could have done a lot better. So, and the girls realized that too. But just how we played over the summer, we wanted to kind of transition that over to the season. So well, I wouldn't say it's disappointing, but we all knew that we could have competed a lot better when we went to Riverton with Laramie and Sheridan. But we had a good practice the following week, even though it was just a 3-day practice. And as we went to the Flaming Gorge, they were just more mentally prepared and just kind of had that mindset. And, you know, just like you said, both those games with Lyman and Thunder, we were right there. And actually, with both games, we were winning with at least 2 minutes or less, and then we just weren't able to capitalize on the win. And so that's a big thing that we've talked about as a program, is with this varsity group, is if we're in those situations, we've got to be able to find a way to win, because as we go throughout the season in conference games, I'm sure we'll have those games that it will be tight, and then we have to find a way to win. So the Thunder game, that was the one that I felt I was the most proud of for the girls. You know, they're a good competitive squad, and the last 3 years that we've played them, they've actually handled us pretty well. The girls just went in with a great mindset, and they just worked hard, and we did a lot of things correct, I felt. We held the Speltz girl down to only 4 points, which was huge for us, and then we just kind of frustrated them with our zone, and they just had a hard time shooting, but just a few calls there at the end, and they were able to capitalize on a few free throws and were able to beat us. So
this is a team, your Lady Braves squad. We talked about, you know, going year to year, it's always a different group of kids. I mean, sometimes literally, and sometimes it's chemistry, but as you look at this girls team, your team really plays tenacious defense. We saw that last year. But you've had some marked improvement offensively this year already, and you had touched on this even before the season started. You felt like that the shooting percentages were going to go up, but you got Cameron Erickson back. She missed virtually all of last year with that injury. You have Sheridan Coles, who's kind of, you know, got that legacy of her two older sisters coming in and playing very well, and she's been contributing. You got girls like Delancey Brogue, same thing there. And then, of course, you've got a girl like Kenley Engelhart, who should be behind bars for all the steals that she comes up with. And then, and then Maddie Hale coming off an all-state performance in volleyball. To this point, it just seems like, yeah, you've just got a little more firepower than what you had last year.
Yeah, and we do. It's, And a lot of it is just kind of that basketball mindset and being there and wanting to, you know, spend that time to improve and get better. Cameron, you know, like I say, she played well as a sophomore. And then last year we lost her, I think it was the second game, first game, I don't remember for sure. But she just came into summer ball and this year, into this season, just with that fire, and she is just playing very well. And she's just been a great leader, both on and off the court. And she's had, I think, 4 double doubles. One thing about Cam is she puts in the time outside of practice, and she just wants to play. She wants to get better and be competitive. And then, like you say, Sheridan, just like you said, she just has that background, and she's just very competitive, and she's the same. She puts the time off the court, and she's going to kind of – I've had a few good conversations with her, and I think she'll be able to kind of level things out and just be a consistent player on the court for us, and that'll be a huge thing for us. And Maddie, I think Maddie is just playing very solid. She's not making a lot of mistakes. She's just on the court being that leader that we saw in volleyball. And one thing I talked about with Maddie at this week is just getting a few more shots up. So I know that she'll work on that. Kenley, you're right. She's just has a nose for the ball. She is quick. She's athletic. She's willing to be bump, you know, and get physical on defense. And then I think a majority of her points that we played against Rollins were all in defensive transition points off the steal. So we just need to continue her to do that. And then Bailey's coming off the bench doing well for us. And she'll just get more and more comfortable. And then Anna comes in and gives us a few solid minutes to kind of give some of those other girls underneath a break. And then Delancey Brogue is, I've just been very impressed how she's been able to come. Just really have no varsity experience at all and just play pretty solid for us. And I feel that each game that she's just getting better and better for us. So, I'm hoping that as we, go throughout that tournament in Pinedale and then start hitting some of those other games that we can just get better and better every game.
And that is what's coming up. I kind of touched on that in the early part of the show. You got, you're playing the Buffalo Lady Bison on January 6th, correct? But that's in Pinedale?
It is. So we were short a game, Dal, and so we end up getting in that tournament over there in Pinedale with Jake Rich. And so, but we, it's kind of a funny little deal. So on Friday, the varsity will play Buffalo, which will be a great matchup for us. I'm excited about that one and been looking forward to that one ever since we've been able to get that on the schedule.
This is Friday, the January 6th, just so people are understanding that's not today or anything like that.
Yeah, exactly. On the 6th. And then, so the varsity will play that game, but when we committed to that game, he also needed us to play a couple of other games on Saturday, in which we will play against varsity teams, but it's only going to be juniors and sophomores playing in the games on the next day.
Okay.
Because we'll have too many varsity games, but there'll be some good competition for those younger girls to play a couple varsity teams and just get used to that physicality. So it'll be a good 2 days for us.
That really is kind of the development of the 4A classification. I mean, obviously the girls, this is not their first year back into it, but, you know, I think back to the 4 year stretch from, I think, 2008 to 2012, somewhere in that range, the teams were in the 4A class. And I remember there was a big adjustment in terms of, like you just said, physicality, speed, execution, things like that. But another thing I noticed is it seems like there really does need to be more of a developmental approach, and I think that we learned that back in those years. And like you said, now that you've got some games that, you know, yeah, they may not count in the score box, but they're going to certainly help your team in terms of development and help them get better over the course of the season. So you've always got to be on the lookout for those types of things.
Exactly, and we actually started that a few years ago. Our freshmen will go to a tournament in Kemmer, and they play JV teams of the lower class, like 1A or 2A. And then also that same weekend, our sophomores play varsity teams such as Cameron Big Piney. And I think that's where it starts. And you see a lot of growth of, you know, the physicality, like we talked about, getting back in defensive transition. It's just the speed of the game is a lot different as you go from grade level to grade level. And it's huge. And I think it just kind of helps these girls and both the boys programs kind of step up to that next level and be a little bit more prepared. And I feel Rob has done a great job with helping us get games like that. And then when he called me about this tournament in Pinedale, I thought it would be a great idea to continue to get those girls experience that are juniors and just get used to that physicality so they have an idea as we go into, you know, right now I have 7 girls that are playing varsity, and I need a few girls that can fill in those holes, and it kind of allows us as coaches to see what girls are ready for that and we're willing to step up and be ready.
Looking down the road, of course, we're speaking with head coach Kate Erickson, the Star Valley Lady Braves. And one of the things that we look down the road here in conference play, you know, so much it seems like is made with the teams out of the East. It seems like they kind of dominate the top five. But look at the rankings right now. Of course, the Cody Phillies are up on top. They're a conference team. Natrona at number 4. These are some teams that we're likely going to see. But what are some of your thoughts on some of the top teams and maybe where Star Valley stands in relation to those teams?
That is a good question, Dal. Cody is just elite this year. They've just been strong the last 2 years, and they just keep getting better and better every year. Molly and I think it's Kennedy, they're just
Molly just Hayes great. And Kennedy Neiman.
Neiman, yeah. They're just great ball players, and they just are just getting better and better every game. So, and what's one game that the girls, when we're just talking in conversation, they're excited about that game, especially it being home. So they know that they're good, but they're not scared of them. And so I think that's a huge thing as we get ready to play them here. I believe it's the 1st of February, and we'll be able to have a handful of games to kind of work on the things that we need to work on. I had a few conversations with some of the coaches as we were in Flaming Gorge, and you kind of look at our side. Of course, you put Cody at the top, but really after that, just kind of how the teams are this year, it could be anybody's game as going to state on the west side. Green River's down a little bit this year compared to what they have been, but they're still a solid team and getting better and better. Then you have Kelly Walsh, if you look at their record, they're not doing very well right now, but they had a girl gone for a little bit. And so I watched them play last weekend, and they're going to be tough here in a couple of weeks. Jackson's down quite a bit this year. In Rock Springs, you know, they lost Brandley Jenkins, but I still think they're going to be solid. So as we go to regionals and get prepared for that, and then and our conference games, we have just got to be ready to compete and do our very best. And, you know, I feel that Thunder game gave my girls confidence. So as we get prepared, and if we make it to state, that we will have a little bit of confidence knowing that we competed against Thunder Basin.
Kate Erickson, head coach of the Star Valley Lady Braves. Coach, anything that we haven't touched on that you might want to mention in regards to your team?
No, not necessarily. They're a fun team to watch. I encourage those who want to come out and support them. You know, they have a little bit more offensive production, and they're just a great team to watch. So come out and watch them.
Yeah, come on out. There'll be a slew of games in January, right? We just gotta get into the new year.
That's right.
Head Coach Kate Erickson, thank you again very much, Kate, and good luck to you and happy holidays to you.